Go ahead. You guys have really already discussed this before.
I haven't. Her question is, do we go out for that position? If we do, I think Brandon's comment was anybody would be eligible to apply for it, which I agree with. One of them is the best person that we have. We want to move in that direction. That'll be our choice.
That's fine. That's fine. I just think I understand that's not the way that I would
proceed.
Yes, good.
Maybe I suggest that maybe we should just table this for a little bit.
When is he leaving?
He's going to be leaving the 24th, which is next Friday.
We might have to talk about specific individuals. We might go to schedule
for him. Also have the executive discussion for personnel.
Okay.
And we should talk about this in depth without existing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to, with y'all's permission, skip past Wellness Center in previous minutes to get to Kirbyville, since we have a representative of Kirbyville School that's here. We'll get our phone. We do have it. I apologize.
Do you want to wait?
No, I apologize. I didn't bring you all the same. Come on in. And I just opened my eyes.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First and foremost, we just want to, again, thank you guys for allowing the facility downstairs. I know we have a lot of usage out of our employees. As of October 14th, from the beginning of the year, we have 870 users that come through the wellness facility. And that probably doesn't include everyone, because lots of times, if
you mean 870 individual visits?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sometimes a group of people will come after hours, after the courthouse is closed down, and one person might scan their card, but there might be five enter in. And because it's not manned downstairs, we cannot really tell. It's hard to judge how many people are actually using it.
Right.
We do request that they sign in, but that doesn't always happen. So, and we brought a piece of machinery over from the sheriff's office, and he let us have two of his treadmills to put down there because one of our treadmills has been down for about a year. It's going to take like $1,000 to fix the motherboard. So that was very gracious of him to allow us to do that.
Is that the guard you
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Is something that we do to be with the heavy person? This machine? That's a get on
you? No. Well, we had three treadmills down there. We pulled one out and put two in its place. His treadmills are not as bulky, so they fit in there. Mm-hmm. We have a squat machine downstairs, and most recently purchased a straight bar and a curl bar, which we've gotten a lot of comments on, and people have thanked us. We actually replaced the straight bar that was downstairs because it was broke. There was no fixing it. It was stripped. And so that became a danger
you know, someone's plate to fall off on somebody when they're lifting it. And so we purchased that, and then we had not had a curl bar, so we purchased a curl bar. And there are several of the sheriff's department. Yeah, they were very happy that we got that. Our vending machine continues to fund itself. You know, we really try to put a variety of healthy snacks and Gatorade, G2, these kinds of things in the machine. You know, we're always open to putting new items in there. You know, as with anything, there are slower times with our machine than other times. We currently have 6 members on our committee, which we've had an opening for probably about a year. You know, we've sent out emails at different times asking if there was anyone who would like to, you know, be on the committee. We don't have any response on that.
So have you got an
in-person
interview?
No.
You all would recommend someone.
The last one we recommended was Kyle. That's right. And he also works with Second John, so he's kind of hit the miss. Right now, the way our guest policy reads, it says, you know, obviously any employee, anybody within the home up to 25, they just have to have insurance. We would like to propose a new addition to the guest policy. We want to call it the buddy system. We've had several people come to us and request to bring an individual in, whether it be their brother, or a friend, or even a personal trainer, you know, that they would actually, if it's a personal trainer, they would actually pay them, our employee would. So there would be nothing that would fall on the county.
What do you mean by nothing at all?
Financial-wise.
The question before was the liability.
Yes. We would have them fill out a waiver. They would only be allowed in the facility with the employee. We feel pretty strongly about this because a lot of times when you go downstairs, there's no one there. So if you're down there, you know, with a curl bar or, you know, some heavy duty weight and you drop it or something, nobody might find you until, you know, afternoon or that evening.
Why don't you bring to us what the committee recommends is right?
Okay.
We'll schedule that for a discussion.
Yeah, I would stop to that thought. What we get into a liability situation where I don't care if you sign the waiver or whatever, the responsibility of the county would be affecting somebody had an accident that isn't under our insurance, which basically requires a protection plan for us now. And I don't, with attorneys being the way attorneys are, I don't care about fighting a case for you. I know exactly what you're talking about with the sport is using the facility and somebody being there by themselves and everything, but I have bringing in somebody, and with the way things are nowadays with lawsuits, it's not important in a way for I just want to make it plain to the committee right now that that's the way I feel about it.
I'm still trying to figure out what it means by attorneys or being attorneys.
Oh, really? If it takes you that,
they have to have clients close to
it. Anyway, you might have close enough relations with what I'm talking about.
I'd like Frank to weigh in. I understand Danny's concern, but I
that was one of my initial concerns too.
Well, I understand the concern, but I also see, and not that I would work out all the time, but when I did, me and a buddy would go, hey, let's go work out, let's go do whatever. You're more apt to do it with somebody as opposed to doing it by yourself. It's like you get used more by the employees, and if we're going to have it, we're going to use. So, with Danny and all, I'd like the attorneys to weigh in, find out what the liability is, insurance companies to weigh in, find out what we are and aren't covered under. Because I'm assuming you have to prove some sort of negligence, and if there's no negligence, then somebody gets hurt.
We
will
buy it, you know, if.
Nikki, my suggestion is we do such a ride, show us what it is that you propose. We will then share it with Neil, and we'll see what any of the implications are. Then we can have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. But I do understand your concerns.
Definitely.
It doesn't have to be a death or anything like that.
It could be an injury.
Just me lifting one of those bars.
I need help.
Twisting the door handle to get in.
We've also had some of our employees ask us about having a yoga or in the downstairs. Now, when we discussed that several years ago, the employees were going to directly pay that instructor. So no monies would be routed through the county. How do you guys feel about that?
You have to be careful because I think you have to open up to every instructor in the area that wants to use the form voice. The instructor might do it on a volunteer basis or something. I don't know. I think you just got to be careful because
right.
If I've got an instructor, Danny's got an instructor, Mom's got an instructor.
That's our wives, isn't it?
I didn't say dictator, I said instructor.
Did you get that down?
Yeah.
Yes. Katie is a dictator. I don't have a problem with it being used for that, but you just have to be careful.
Is that another question?
Perhaps some people.
Yes. Let's
look at it right with my own discussion. Put something in the form of one.
Do you guys have any questions for us?
No, other than I will reiterate what we've known in the past. By doing this, it's one of the things that helps us in acquiring insurance at better rates. It's one of the things that helps us in building up our employees, if you will. I appreciate your work, obviously, with the committee. And maybe we can also respond to the help that needs to be involved. We have somebody from the sheriff's department. We have somebody from the You rode the bridge.
They are starting.
Just getting started.
They're starting.
They find somebody that's at that time. That might encourage others
to
be involved.
That's
really good. Thank you all very much.
Yep.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
apologize. Let's skip by minutes for now and move to. Yes. R6 school district agreement. Carlos, would you like to join us? And good morning.
Safety for our students and also continue to be a voting place. At the middle school, the back of the middle school, the safe room area does have a separate entrance that can be accessed. Has a way to, has bathrooms, everything that the judges would need, voters would need, is just on the back side of the middle school gym, a sidewalk. Plus the other benefit, not only safety, now the students, when we do have, of course, elections on the gym, we have to find another place for them to have activities. We're not hold those activities. So, you know, this is a win-win to still have it at the same location for the voters, but just move it to another room, basically. But the area in which it's located is on the back side of the middle school, and this summer when I talked to Ms. Neely, the concern was the distance for the citizens with disabilities. the access to get around to there. She did have, I guess, a question about that, about the distance. And so I know Ray came out.
Can that drive around to?
No, sir. It drops off. It's on the back side of the north end, and it's a ravine back there. We do have a sidewalk that goes around the building now, but the parking, the disabled parking, is kind of a little bit closer to the front on the side.
Okay.
And so the
is the sidewalk.
Goes from the parking, the asphalt, all the way around to the.
That will accommodate somebody who's handicapped.
Yes, sir. It is ADA compliant.
Right.
The only thing that really needs to do is do an extension to the parking lot on the west end of the building, basically in an area to create some additional parking areas closer access to the sidewalk and the rear of the building. It's basically.
As I understand it, there are grants that are available from the Secretary of State's office that will provide up to, Stacy, correct me if I'm wrong, 3 handicap, paved handicap parking spaces.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
I
believe so. And has Donna noted that she would, in fact,
she did mention to me about that there would be. Funds that could be requested or grants to extend that out. We're currently trying to finish up our building project, and like I explained to her, we're not in a position to asphalt or concrete that out there. We guys just don't have the money to do that. I want definitely, you know, and think that being a polling place is a good thing for our citizens to come there versus travel longer. But I understand her concern about the sidewalk and possible.
This is basically the length of the gymnasium where you would make the plan into the building.
Yes, sir.
And Randy, as you went out and reviewed this, because of the questions that have been asked about it. I mean, as far as what we need to do and what it cost and how it could be best suited.
We looked at that, and basically not too much work involved to do an extension to the existing parking lot on the west end of the building. Basically an area 40 foot by 100 foot to create the handicap accessible close proximity to go right up to this sidewalk that gives good access to a safer for the living and future safety.
I guess when I read it, you know, I got the email from Fran. What is the source of the request? What is the request? You know, what's the.
Google would provide the extension to the parking lot for the access to
so
the back side of the building.
And gravel and chat and asphalt and concrete. And
right. The estimated cost is what included to improve this section of the parking lot extension, basically, for the asphalt and gravel and machinery.
So how much would that be done by the grants if you were going to if the clerk would buck the grant on your behalf?
I can't speak to my... Folks hasn't contacted me prior to our discussions this summer on that. I do feel like the safe room is a better voting place that provides for the utmost safety for our students and a better, I think it's a better voting place as well with all the amenities. But I don't
disagree with that. The question was,
is your question that whether or not the grant will cover the cost? Is that part of the question?
Right, for up to 3 handicap parking.
Do we know, Stacy, what those traditionally have done?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. That would be something that the county clerk, I guess, would be better suited.
Well, I just called that for it. She's not here, so I apologize for that. My mistake, I didn't call it.
Randy, any idea, any thought? Have we done this before?
Yeah, I mean, we've done this before. Rockaway comes to mind. We've increased their over what
I guess my reason for asking that was, do you remember what the amount was that the grant provided?
No. I don't know what the grant provided. I mean, Rockaway was we've done this more than once. Rockaway was one. We also done improvements down there at Folsom, and helped out there. What the grant, we had to create a hard, smooth surface for handicapped accessible type that, and I don't know if that was what the grant was more hard for.
Bigger area.
Rather than a stupid one. Yeah, so that was another one. So. Well, hold on. So the Rockaway was a grant? So it was not a grant. I know we've done work there and helped out Donna as far as pulling in place, but I don't know what the grant paid for, you know, or if that's how she reimbursed you.
She came here, I think, since I've been here. Didn't she? Did we do that in the last 4 years?
Yeah.
It seems to me like she applied for the grant, but I could be wrong.
I believe she applies for it yearly.
Yeah. There's actually not a dollar that's available to counties that we have that to draw from.
You can read it.
Now, the Oakmont was, that was trade for them to take care of our road.
That was part of that, but also that was able, because that was a foreign place, we brought that. That was another reason we felt that.
And the Brazzaville, was that a grant or
something? I don't know if that was a grant.
I can't remember if it was in trade for something. We've got a contract downstairs about it.
That was trade, yes. That was the only thing that came before us was actual straight to the right for to be used as a polling place.
They have to let you.
Well, I mean, that's what's in the contract. I think if you look it up, that's well, part of the service.
There's a park there. I don't know what's in that. I don't know what's in that. Either.
Come look.
Part of Bradwell's was having enough parking area in immediate proximity to where they was, you know, actually doing the voting. And it was interfering with the school functions, so that was part of the reason that parking area was created, so we could move some of the student parking away to create more for voters.
It has included a lot of fill and things like that that we brought from the Bradenville facility where we have used to be the safe barn, but we had a lot of fill in that area that we used. And I think some of the fill that was used was on location there. I think that's good. Maybe.
As far as the great big out there, when we get there and use the school, was able to use it.
We went down and inspected it after it was done.
So, personally, whether it's Bradenville, whether it's Curtinville, Branson, and Forsyth, or any school districts, we're working with them regarding providing better access for polling and for the handicapped people at this point. I'm in favor of providing this funds. We kind of parts access to people that have done. And her applying for grants and having those funds available through the Secretary of State's office is a real plus. An extra benefit or bonus is to me.
If that is funds back. It's an attitude, Ron, as far as I'm concerned, the grant monies that are available for handicap parking. But as each of these other locations, there's more than just three or whatever the minimum requirement is for handicap parking that is involved. We've had provided because of access or hindrance to school parking.
There's an agreement for services buying between that school district and the South.
Yes. Did you pull up the contract on Oakmont to see exactly how it read?
I haven't.
It was a trade for some roads.
So it was a trade offer. They helped us on some roads and we're helping provide this help on chip seal and type work that they can. That was more of a trade-off.
It's a product for product.
Well, if I'm driving by the school and Trey is coming, can I use the sick thing?
If the students that we take, yes. We take anybody that needs shelter, yes. We do that.
I'm sorry, I was trying to throw it
over. No, no. We did, that's just, you know, we've already used them. I mean, we've had some severe weather, and so it's just been a positive to be able to take all the students, and once and for all, the Imperial School District will never have to worry about a safe place long after I'm retired or expired, so that's a good thing for the students to have, and for as long as that's going to be a polling place, that'll just be an excellent place to do that, and I think I don't know what the exact measurements would be and the cost involved, but I think...
The way it reads, the agreement is they're going to allow us to use it to vote. Well, they have to let us use it to vote. So now we've got to start looking at churches. Are we going to start paying them churches parking lots? Are we going to start paying
them? Well, we did Ruffle, Brandon. I don't know if I understand exactly.
I was here.
I don't understand exactly.
Yeah, there's no grant money involved. That's why I was asking if there's grants for Rockaway or for Fred.
If I'm not mistaken, the grants are for handicapped parking spaces
only by speed.
Right.
Regardless, Rockaway was to create a handicapped parking surface.
Right.
That was
and you didn't do the whole part.
And my understanding, right. So I don't have a problem going after a grant to do handicapped. I don't think we should do the whole part.
No,
we're not doing,
the hard part. No, it's just
we're doing a 40 by 100 foot area off of the parking lot on the west end of the building,
so we need
to access to that safer.
So we need to go through the proper channels and get a grant to do that. Is that right? Or do we need to have Don up here to answer those questions? Because I'm not seeing anything here that says anything about a grant. All I'm seeing is county shall construct the parking facilities using county resources. Not county shall construct parking facilities for handicap usage using grants provided, or using county resources provided for grants. I'm not seeing that either. So, I mean, that's why I have to. Because otherwise, we're going to have to do it for all of the grants, foresight.
Anyway, I'm not too argumentative about this, but I take and assume that from your comments that you have the same opinion of the Kirbyville School District that Mr. Hershen had, that there would not be anything done there for certain reasons, and I take a little bit of an offense to that. I have made the statement, and I ask that it be looked up in the minutes where county commissions, maybe not the one with you here, Brandon, but the four, because of the elimination of so many polling places, that this county commission would provide the funds to keep those polling places in place. And if it's been brought up to the clerk that she's not going to want this in this area because of the distance, and we have Homeland Security responsibilities to Kirbyville School, and I might add this too, I'm rather proud of the fact that Kirbyville School didn't go for a grant to build their safe rooms, didn't take government money to do that. They went to the citizens who voted it in, and it come out of taxpayers' pockets that they do this. So I can't see that it's any different than the ones we get in the other locations.
I feel like you're accusing me of being anti-Kirby, though. I'm not anti-Kirby, though. I'm not anti-anything.
Well, what's the difference in it and the one in Bradleyville? Can I ask you that question?
I'm asking you, was it for trade? What was provided? Was it a grant? Those are the questions I have.
Right, and it's...
And nobody's been able to give me the answer, so I mean, I'm not...
We'll have to pull up the contracts to see how those were worded.
But
and I understand your wording on this maybe needs to be changed a little
bit. And I was on the commission for the Bradleyville. I might have had a problem with the Bradleyville.
Yeah.
To use county funds to do anything like that. I don't know. I wasn't part of it.
you can't accuse me of not supporting Bradleyville, though, because I donate to all their stuff, personally, business, family.
I didn't accuse you of anything.
You accused me of not being in the house. No, he got his dig in. This is all done.
No.
Don't accuse me of being anti-anything. I'm not.
Can I ask two questions?
Yes.
One, I'm not knowledgeable of the voting laws as far as the Kirbyville Middle School being a polling place. Was there an agreement with the Kirbyville School District and the clerk's office on designating that a polling place?
I would assume that's the case.
It used to be at the other school. For years it was at the other elementary.
We only had that campus.
And it was a long distance down from the parking lot, and we had the canopy that went all the way down.
And that parking lot wasn't as big as the current one.
Right. And it interfered terribly with school business.
But we said that wasn't a really good place, and that's why it was moved to the middle school. I just didn't know on the agreements about the handicap parking there.
Right. You were going to get me some this.
Contacted people. Didn't get any responses back from either striping and sealing or concrete.
A sidewalk or anything?
Yeah, there is a sidewalk. That was a part of our construction for the back, access to that back. So, yes, there's an ADA compliant sidewalk back there.
Yeah.
That.
And of course, that was my only concern with that being that changing the polling location was I'm going to hear it from my handicapped voters. Sorry, I've been sick for 4 days. Hey! How about one of you nice guys get me a bottle of water so I can do the
swamp? And that's what I said. I'm just trying to balance student safety in the polling place.
And student safety is definitely very, very important to all of us. So, that was my only thing, is if we could get some kind of a bid, then I have to have the bid and go out. We'll fill out the grant with the bid. And then it has to be approved before any work can be done. If you do the work in advance of the grant going out, they won't pay for it.
How much is the grant paid for?
I put as much as $4,000 in, and we ended up only using $1,000 or something, wasn't it, for Rockaway Beach? Do you remember, Randy?
What we used on Rockaway. Probably find that estimate that I give you for the material to create a.
It ended up being a lot less than what we had originally thought it was
going to be. Here's a problem. Let me throw this out there. The election's in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about constructing something and quite possibly going to seek bids for that and throw it down in, which is really likely not going to happen.
No.
So, what do we do to remedy this? Now, when we did Rockaway, did we do it? Did we go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we didn't in-house, which is why I'm guessing it was considerably cheaper than if we went out to have it. And which means, are we going to do this through Wooden Bridge, this particular project? Which means, in my opinion, it's going to be considerably cheaper than if we went out for bids for it.
That's Mr. Carlos.
I think it goes out for bid.
Kirbyville School is going to have to, of course, agree to that. I mean, that's what we did. We worked with Rockaway Beach. It was a church, actually, the Bridge of Faith Church, right? Bridge of Faith Church. We worked with them, and they agreed to allow us to do that, to bring that polling place better into compliance with handicap voting.
Right.
And so that was my only concern with Kirbyville School. It's really our only, in that area, it's the best use, even if our handicap voters have to walk right now. But eventually they're going to. I will get complaints.
Can you give me some idea how we worked the deal at Bradleyville where we built the parking lot and had the handicap?
Well, that would bypass me completely. I had talked to them about it, but they came to you guys directly and you guys worked out a deal to where you would do their parking lot. In exchange, they would allow you to have elections. Of course, they're required to allow you to have elections anyway because they're a tax-based entity.
What? I know that you met with Joe Combs numerous times.
Yeah, and for elections.
Right, and because it was disputes about the parking lot or the same concerns that he had as far as the facility being used. And
if I remember right, you used money that was left over from the city of Bradleyville when they disincorporated. There was funds left, and those funds were used to build the parking lot.
Right.
Because that serves the...
That's what I was looking for, was the key that opened the door for us to use those. The disincorporation of funds, if it lays within a city limits. When a community disincorporates, those funds have to be put to use for community development or community use within. So that's how that
that polling place serves all of the citizens within the limits of Bradleyville. And so you were able to use the funds for that.
Right. And that's how we got the bill and all that.
At least that's what I remember.
Right. Well, and we asked those questions before you got here. Was how there's like four locations that we could think of that this has been done, and I'm sure there's many more where you use funds for thresholds, where you use funds for sidewalks that are cracked, or anything like that. So I
bought thresholds, and I bought other things for other polling places to help them be handicapped accessible.
Right, and that's the key that I was looking for as far as the reasons why we do what we do, and we have an election within 3 weeks is what the problem is.
My guess is that we're going to be able to do this far cheaper than what is estimated. You think it's going to cost that much?
That's just an estimate. Basically, to create the handicap the parking area to get a van in there the way it lies and be able to back out in closer proximity to this sidewalk that Carlos had showed me that goes to the safe room. That's what I estimated to create a 40 by 100 width to get enough parking area there.
That's all we can do with the grant money is we can't increase the number of parking spots. We can only increase handicap parking spots.
And that's all that you needed because of the rest of the facility.
Right. There are other parking spots there. It's just not going to be any right next to the door now.
Would you have to have signage like at the front of this 40 by 100 you're talking about that no entrance except for handicap parking or something like that? I mean, because if you put 40 foot up there, so you'd have to figure that in also. I think that would have to be something that would have to be considered as far as you're going to
look at. Well, if it's all marked in blue, I don't think
it is currently all, we have all those handicapped. Oh, well. Signed and striped.
On election day, we're going to have a polling place there. And the difference is whether someone who's in a wheelchair is going to have to go across gravel to get to a polling place or park closer, I guess, to the position where we can get into where they could be voting. Right? I am for us doing that, whether it's through the election fund, whether it's through the contingency fund of the county. As we've told Don in the past, we will work with her in instances where we have requests for elections to maintain existing polling places. So I'm in favor of moving forward, having RMB do the work and do it as soon as possible because, again, the election is 2 weeks.
You're not trying to get this done before the November election.
That's exactly
what we're trying to do. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you I won't be able to get the grant money that
fast.
I understand. We understand that.
Okay.
I didn't know that until you told me a while ago, but I understand.
We
still be able to get the grant money, you have to probably.
No, not unless you get the bids up front.
If we do the work, the grant money is good.
Here's what.
But, I mean, is there any reason we can't use the gym this time until we can get the grant money like we've done in the past? I mean, why not just go ahead and use the gym for this November election? And that gives us some time to submit, get the grant money from the state. Instead of using the county's contingency money, let's use the state grant money first. If we get denied, then we can go back to the commission and say, yeah, let's
go. The other aspect is the security of the people that are in the school, and that's a concern that they have, and I understand that.
Well, we've had this polling place there for years, so, and they've always separated us off. We use the side entrance in so that we're not in contact. And recently, the last few years, you've had a off-duty deputy there to make sure that nobody's entering the cafeteria area.
Who pays for that?
The school does. Always.
Mm-hmm. That's happening. But if you're going to do that, then you're going to get a phone call from every school. So that's fine with me.
Say it.
Quit reading this one. I know where we're going.
But the solution to that, the solution to the problem, is not worrying about the grant money. It's putting a 40-foot handicap accessible, taking our roller, vibrating roller out there, pressing that 0 to 2 into the ground, where it's as smooth as this table almost, and go ahead and provide that, then apply for the grant for the asphalt. And the asphalt, if it's $4,000, it'll be more than probably $4,000 that you said the limit was. It may be up to that now.
It's not a limit, Danny. I'm just saying I have asked for that much in the past and gotten it.
Yeah. So. But I mean, to accommodate what the need is for the November election and not put the school in jeopardy. God forbid something would happen in a November election.
And my question is, not to be, why are we being told about 3 weeks, and why is it brought to us 3 weeks before the election? That's my question.
Well, we talked this summer, and probably just communication. I've had a lot on my plate.
And I understand that. I'm asking. So I know.
That I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I've been waiting to hear from Carlos. I didn't know where they were at in the building process. I didn't follow up. And so, I take it you're done. Is it open? The new section, is it open now?
Yes, we've been using it for board meetings.
Oh, good. Did it turn out the way you
wanted it? Yeah, we stood up some small detailed things, painting and trim type things, but as far as that area, it's all taken care of. So looks great, and we've already used it. Like I explained to the commission, we've already used it. Put students in there when we had a storm cell moved in, and it's been great things.
Could we not? I don't know because I've never been in the building. Could we not allow handicapped people to use the front entrance or the existing entrance to get back to that area? Everybody else have to go through the new entrance or the proposed new entrance?
Well, you're still asking a handicapped voter to walk a long distance, whether it's the length of the gym to get back in there or whether it's the sidewalk. You're still asking them, how many feet is it?
In front. If the back, we can unsecure that and still have the rest of the facility secure.
And I'm certainly not opposed to paying each school district funding. It's not in my budget right now, but I'm certainly not opposed to paying for funding for security at each one of our schools that we're using. If that's something the commission's interested in, I would be thrilled to death, and I know the schools would be too. And, Carlos has always opened his door to store stuff. Branson High School is always. They've even provided their students to meet and greet our voters and direct them to the gym. So, of course,
they're
high school students, but...
Yeah. And that's what's unique about us. As far as the polling place, we have our youngest kids. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to move forward with it, whichever way you guys want to direct me.
I'll do whatever the commission asks. I just think it's a better opportunity. Our kids still get to, have their... activities and instruction for that day. They don't have to put that off every time there's a polling place and, move the PE or whatever activity somewhere else. And then the security aspect, because if and I explained this to Ms. Donna, is, if heaven forbid, somebody gets in there and has some gripe about elections or about me, you know, they'll get in there, and if they do one thing to an employee or student, she won't get the phone call, I will. And why didn't you move that? Why did you not provide the very safest place for our students because of some asphalt and some striking? Now, I couldn't defend that, and so I apologize for the, you know, the timing of it. I agree, Commissioner, it's, the timing hasn't fallen in, but...
That's not, again, please don't misunderstand any of my comments as anti...
No, I don't.
I mean, you know, like you said, ever, with anything were to ever happen to anybody, you know, anywhere, let alone
It's just the...
Our job is... Your job is students and safety. Our job is safety in this country. Our job is also a fiscal responsibility for the funds that we have for taxpayers' dollars. Just like you have a fiduciary duty for your taxpayers' dollars for the Kirkville School District. And that's how I have to look at it. So if there's, you know, it could possibly open up a slippery slope to work, take care of everybody's part. Schools, churches. And again, am I wrong? I don't even know all the point places. The only ones that have to allow us to be used as point places is
tax base and state.
Tax base and
school, city, villages.
Water
district. Fire district. In fact, at one time there was a polling place at a fire department. And I moved it immediately when I came into office because I got phone calls that it was blocking the doors for the fire trucks. Well, same as you, I don't want that phone call saying my house burnt down because your voters were blocking the door. So I moved that polling place within the first few months of taking office.
And Kirbyville Schools is probably the largest employer and biggest entity in Kirbyville.
Well, what about we do a one-time, just a suggestion, pay for this security guard for this November, and then move forward with trying to get the grant money? Just a suggestion.
I just feel more comfortable on this one, since we already have that allocated, and we have those scheduled. My office takes care of all the scheduling for after school and that, but we would continue doing that.
That'll be all right for this November election, and then
yeah, I'll go back to the board. speak with the board. So I don't they speak through both, same as most employees, right. But I'd have to get to the board.
Well, yeah, I'm supporting for moving forward. Doing this, I'm also supporting going ahead to apply for the grants and having us to produce an accompanying letter stating that we're 3 weeks in front of the election. We could have gone to the private sector, which would cost more than what the actual costs were to take our chances. Chances are we probably did.
I can guarantee that we won't.
And that's through the county court, Secretary of State's office, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. DG gets grants. Expected amount of cost. I submitted that with paperwork that I have to fill out. study, and then they approve it, send it back to me, and once I get their approval, then I submit the bill and I get paid for it. I never get any cash until we actually have a bill for them to pay.
What's the time frame?
It can take a day, or they move just as slow as we do sometimes.
I would say that it's today.
I would say it's going to take a month at least to get it turned around.
What do your brothers guys? We need to move on. Maybe we can reschedule and talk about it again. We can vote by motion, or we can not move forward at all. Tell me what you want to do. The question is whether or not we have the polling place in the location that we are, which we're going to have. Do we provide the cash box with or without potentially the grant to pay for it? I think that's what we're facing today. In fact, the language is very similar to what we, I think.
Do I have to go through this again, Ron, because there's a possibility that the grant money will not even cover the asphalt.
I understand that.
So the fact that...
So you want me to do that's what I'm asking. What do you want?
Well,
you said that you want to change the verbiage that's in the agreement. I'm not trying to be arguing.
No, I'm not either. I'm just trying to say that we can prep it to the point where it is sufficient for handicapped parking. She can apply for the grant for the asphalt to go in on top of it, which would not probably even cover the cost of the grant. That grant money can be used to asphalt it, but for this election, it can be used
to send you the prep work.
Do all the prep work for it, and it can be used for the
election
this time. And just guess off the top of my head, I'm going to say it's going to cost somewhere around $1,500 to $2,000.
So we should redraft the verbiage, move forward. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going.
I have a question. Tom, would a tight gravel surface be sufficient for handicapped?
I have some carpets that I bought that we take out and we can mark. If you don't have it already marked, we can mark it with three cones to designate it as handicapped parking. And then I have some mats that we can roll out so that the wheelchair can roll up to the sidewalk.
We can make it tight enough for people to run a wheelchair across.
Oh, sure.
It is.
I think it'll be fine if it's what the way you described it. So it'll be fine until we get that side.
Can we redraft this, reschedule it for Monday or Thursday next week? What
Monday will be fine. Yeah. How's Frank got
He's out of town.
How old?
You said it'd take about 3 days to grab that thing.
If we're just doing gravel, leave us 3 days. Make sure the drainage is proper, and then getting the gravel in and getting that rolled good and tight.
It's not
wide enough to get a vehicle in there, turn, and turn around and come back out. I don't want people going in and just all the way back out.
And it's only going to be parking spots on one side. You can't do parking spots on both sides because it's not wide.
It's just like we talked about.
Yeah.
And be able to pull right through the sidewalk.
Carlos, we're going to reschedule this to Monday. We're going to rework the agreement to be in line with what you had suggested. Unless there's an objection, we can do that. And then my thought is we can do it for you Monday.
Would it be, should I write a letter to go with the packet informing them? Maybe put a package.
I can attach that, sure.
Okay.
I don't know that it will help, but we can certainly try anything. But it kind of sounds delicate. You might get it done even if we don't get the grant. I mean, trying to be nice.
You know, for the judges, you said they needed a microwave and refrigerator. I bought those and put those there.
It's all
ready to go for polls.
Yeah.
And tables. Like I said, we use it for the board meeting, so it's got plenty of tables and chairs in there.
Sounds good. I can't wait to come and see.
Thank you for coming. Get better.
Work.
Thank you.
On the bus, if we get the bill from the construction area, right there, just roll it around.
Did you reference
me?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
I will accept your apology.
They both have the same position. That's what we have. What's the date on this next session?
Six.
I think so.
With six.
Ron, that's all we need with Carlos. So we get that approved.
Yeah.
Carlos, I will reschedule this for Monday. We'll take care of it.
Okay, I'll get a letter. Send with that package too. And
congratulations on the building.
Thank you.
You need to come over and do a feature. How about Wednesday? I'll call your office this afternoon.
Yeah. Bring the camera.
I will. Come out Wednesday.
We'll go to both facilities.
Okay.
Facilities.
Perfect.
Sure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Do you have any sheet in there?
Yeah, that'd be great. Wednesday.
I'll check my schedule when I get back.
You know, like Wednesday, 9, 11, 12.
Standard assessment.